Hey, a little bit ago, you were talking about songwriting and listening to songs and putting down what you feel into the song. And up next on the countdown is Taylor Swift. And have you heard this song?
I have heard this song. Yeah.
And what were you thinking? What did you think the first time you heard it, or how was the first time?
It was awesome. I didn't know if I should take it as a compliment or if I should feel old. I didn't know which one. But the more I hear it, the more I don't know if it's true or not. But I start taking it as a compliment, not that I feel that I'm old. So I don't know if that's true, but that's what I choose to think.
Well, why don't we find out? Taylor, is it a compliment or is it because he's old?
Oh, it's definitely a compliment.
Tim McGraw, meet Taylor Swift.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Taylor. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Congratulations on your record. It's doing great.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. And thank you for having good music and everything. I swear I'm not a stalker.
Well,
you know, the funny thing about this song is that, you know, as a writer, some of the songs that you write, like 4 hours, you'll spend writing a song, and then it'll be good and everything. But I wrote this one literally in 15 minutes, and you know, I really didn't think anything about calling it Tim McGraw. So, you know, I kind of shelved it for like 3 months and never even thought it was going to be a single. But my label heard it and was like, "We're putting that out."
Well, I'm glad you did because it's doing well for you.
So I understand though, you two guys have not talked.
No,
you haven't met.
No.
No, we've never talked or met or anything.
I sent her a message one time, I think, with like Entertainment Weekly or something like that. Or I don't remember what show it was, but I was doing an interview, and they were going to interview Taylor the next day. So I sent her a little message. I don't know if she got it or not.
Oh, my gosh. They never gave that to me.
They didn't. Okay, well, there you go. I did.
So we've
officially never talked or messaged or anything.
Not at all.
So I think it's pretty brave to put out a song called Tim McGraw without maybe talking to Tim McGraw. I said, do you mind?
It was definitely kind of a chance, but... You know, I didn't say anything bad in the song, so I was kind of thinking, you know, he wouldn't take it too bad. But
well, thank you for that. Thank you for not saying anything bad. I'm sure there's plenty that could have been said.
Tell Faith Hill I said hello?
I sure will. That's awesome. And she loves the song, too, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. She's awesome.
I agree.
That's tell me about writing a song. Did this really happen?
Well, yeah. I mean, I never really kind of went into this writing session going, I'm going to write a song called Tim McGraw. Yeah, because that would just be weird. But this is kind of strange, but I came up with the melody and idea for this song in math class my freshman year of high school.
Now I feel old.
And was sitting there and kind of started singing this to myself. And, you know, I was going through a period where, you know, I was dating this guy who was about to go off to college, and I knew we were going to break up. And so I started thinking about all the things that I knew would remind him of me, and it's like kind of a given. All of my friends know that my favorite songs are Tim McGraw songs. They just are.
Oh, well, thank
and,
you.
And, you know, so I kind of just thought about that first, and so just went into the song and sat down at the piano and wrote it with this co-writer who was kind of wondering if I was crazy or not, but it turned out all right. And you know, the funny thing is I shelved this song for like 3 months and never even played it for anybody, never demoed it. And then one time I was just goofing around and played it for my record label president, and he goes, "Well, that's your first single." And I was like, "Well."
Well, you can write songs about me anytime, Taylor.
That's awesome. There's part two coming out next month.
All right, great.
Congratulations, because it was your first single, first top 10 hit, and that's pretty exciting. And I know you're off to the races here and just doing great. And congratulations, very exciting for you.
Awesome. It's been so exciting. And Tim, when are you going to start like bringing out opening acts again?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to look into that.
Well, I have someone who I think would be really perfect for it.
You do? What would their name be?
I think Taylor something.
Something like that. I would be more than happy to have you out on the road with me.
That's very good. You're pretty fearless, Taylor Swift. I'll tell you that.
She's going to go far in this business.
I think so. Country Countdown USA is now a booking agency as well.
Absolutely.
So, hey, Taylor, I know you're on the road. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was awesome, and thank you. It was good to meet you, Tim.
You too. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye now.
Good luck out there.
Thanks.